Chapter 9, The Second Wave, Hyperinflation. Hyperinflation can take virtually your entire life savings without the government having to bother raising the official tax rate at all. Thomas Sowell. The second wave of the coming financial crisis will start towards the end of 2020 or the beginning of 2021. Hyperinflation will begin during this time. Recall that hyperinflation is when prices increase by at least 50% in 1 month. Thus far, we have seen about a 32% increase in the cost of living since 2008. It hurts, but we live with it. As time passes, prices will continue to rise, but at a much faster rate. By the standard of 2018 consumer shopping basket priced at $72.64, hyperinflation would mean paying $72.64 1 month for the same items that you'll pay $108.96 for the next month. Even if hyperinflation drops back down to 30% a month later, this would mean the shopping basket could still cost the consumer $141.65 by the third month, twice the amount of 2018 prices. Layoffs will increase during this time. Many people will apply for government assistance, putting a strain on financial resources. But government help will be slowed to keep up with rising prices. The homeless population will increase among the unemployed because people will not be able to afford rents or mortgage. As in 2008, this second wave will see an increase in foreclosures and car repossessions. Crimes, such as burglaries, will also increase as people become desperate. I believe there will also be an increase in break-ins where food is kept, such as grocery stores and restaurants. Unofficial markets, sometimes referred to as the black market, will continue to grow in the U.S. These markets exist today, but they will become more visible and accessible as people become desperate to obtain needed goods after retail prices start to skyrocket. The reader may not be aware, but in many communities around the country, usually in urban areas, black market goods can be found at less than retail prices. Generally, these goods have been stolen. As demand for these products at affordable prices increases across multiple economic and racial groups, I believe theft will increase as well. Additionally, people will increasingly sell personal items at auctions and pawn shops in order to pay for food. Times will be desperate for many more people than the number who were affected in 2008. Lootings and riots will increase. To maintain a calm citizenry, the government will increase social assistance to provide food and possibly even housing. Thrift stores and discount stores. The number of thrift and secondhand stores nationwide has surpassed 25,000, and their rate of growth is about 7% per year. Dollar stores also have over 25,000 locations nationwide, but many of these stores' products are imported from China or other Pacific Rim countries. It is possible that these stores will not survive due to pricing pressures resulting from tariff wars. In the short term, however, as retail prices continue to rise, more people will flock to these discount stores for their goods, but even the discount stores will eventually have to raise their prices too. Interest rates. Currently, the Federal Reserve is decreasing interest rates in order to stimulate the economy. Going into the second wave, interest rates will most likely increase. We will begin to see negative interest rates on bank accounts. This is sometimes disguised as early withdrawal fees or a monthly maintenance fee. Petrodollar. The petrodollar is currently received from the sale of oil. The USD is the dominant global reserve currency and has been since 1944. Even oil uses USD as its trading currency. The term petrodollar was created during the oil shortages of the 1970s, yet the USD remained the global trading currency even when it went off the gold standard. China currently purchased some of its oil using the petrol yuan. In the spring of 2018, China began trading oil hedges at about 2%. By the fall, that amount had risen to almost 12%. And there are indications that Russia wants to follow suit. This is important because as the USD is pushed out of the dominant world reserve currency, more dollars will be in circulation, putting pressure on the value of the dollar. Excessive dollars will flow back into the U.S., increasing the money supply and fueling inflation. To decrease the negative effects of this dominant currency shift, I believe the Federal Reserve will increase interest rates at an accelerated pace. However, I don't believe the measure will be effective. Martial law. Well into the second phase of the coming economic crisis, I believe martial law will be implemented in certain parts of the United States. Below is a comprehensive explanation of how this system could affect ordinary citizens. Martial law is a system of absolute military control over all military and civilian activities of a country in a theoretical or actual war zone during civil disorder in occupied territory after a coup d'etat or during a state of emergency caused by a natural disaster such as an earthquake or a flood. In the United States, only the president, as commander-in-chief, has the authority to impose martial law, and it must be limited to the duration of the warfare or emergency. It cannot be imposed in a manner resulting in a long-term denial of constitutional rights. Martial law seeks to maintain public order in times of crisis when the normal institutions of justice either cannot function or could be deemed too slow or too ill-equipped for the new situation. Usually, martial law reduces some of the personal rights ordinarily granted to the citizen, limits the length of the trial process, and prescribes more severe penalties than ordinary law. In some cities, this will only be a temporary measure to ensure domestic tranquility, but in other places, the military may need to stay longer. Although I don't know the catalyst for the imposition of martial law, civil unrest will increase across many metropolitan cities. The military will also be deployed overseas as tensions in the Middle East increase. If we are to have one, I believe the Middle East will be the birthplace of World War III. Exodus. Living in America will become more difficult as prices increase and people fear for their safety in public due to increased civil unrest, robberies, and murders. An exodus out of cities into the suburbs and rural America will occur as people seek social stability and safety. This resettlement phenomenon is not new. America saw two previous great migrations of those in dire financial straits. Between 1910 and 1970, 6 million descendants of slaves moved from the American South to the North, Northeast, West, and Midwest seeking better opportunities. Likewise, the Dust Bowl, which brought severe wind and drought to Oklahoma, Texas, New Mexico, Colorado, and Kansas between 1930 and 1940, caused the second great migration in America. The weather phenomenon propelled 3.5 million people westward, primarily to California, again seeking a better life. What will happen to my money? As the economy worsens, the strain on banks will increase across the globe. At some point during the second wave of the economic crisis, the banks will finally collapse. Silently. I believe the first indicator of imminent bank failures will be their suspension of ATM withdrawals and temporary closures of brick and mortar banks. I don't think the general public will immediately be aware that there is anything wrong with access to their own money. I think we will be told that there is an electronic malfunction of some sort and it will be fixed in a day or two. However, this malfunction will probably occur at all American banks within the same general time frame. For at least a few days, things will go on as normal. People will borrow cash from family and friends to tide them over until the banks reopen, thinking things will normalize in a few days. But days will turn into weeks, possibly even a few weeks, with either no access or only limited access to personal accounts. Then there will be a total collapse of America's banking and financial system. No one knows specifically what a total collapse will look like, but it will likely mean that we will have limited or no ability to be able to use our debit or credit cards to make purchases. We will also likely be limited in our daily withdrawal of cash. Although my focus is on the United States, this collapse will be worldwide. Eventually, the banks will open normally, but not before a lot of financial damage is realized in people's lives. The arrogance of the dollar. Hyperinflation will also take its toll on the American public. But I don't think the Federal Reserve is going to print larger denominated bills as we have seen in other nations. Since many of our transactions are electronic, printing larger bills will not be necessary. The Federal Reserve will continue to think that they have control over the monetary system in our country. But we may have to be indebted to other nations. That the Federal Reserve may be dismantled in favor of another financial system is likely. Many in leadership positions will strongly believe that the dollar will regain its value. In that way, stubbornness will set in. In other words, the government may not make necessary economic policy adjustments in a timely manner so as to correct bank failures and thereby save Americans from the financial destitution that leads to poverty and homelessness. Our federal government's actions may be the final straw in obliterating the American people's confidence in our elected officials. When trust fails in governments, people tend to hoard money and not invest it. Russia has started to divest from America. In December 2017, Russia owned $102.2 billion in U.S. Treasury bonds. By May of 2018, that amount plummeted to $14.9 billion. That $87.3 billion drop represents an 85% decrease in Russia's investment in U.S. bonds. And that divestment occurred in less than 6 months' time. This very well could be a sign that lack of confidence in America's financial system has already begun. Update. As of the third quarter 2019, Russia's investment in treasury bonds is $10 billion, a drop of an additional $4.9 billion.